Work is an artist who was born in Ciudad Juárez and grew up in El Paso, Texas. He began his career here on the border. His love for the U.S.-Mexico border can be seen in his mural, El Paso Portal, a 90-by-10-foot acrylic and mosaic piece exhibited at the entry of the Stanton Street International Bridge. His murals can be seen around Southern California and throughout the United States and Mexico. His studio-based works have been exhibited in numerous galleries and are a part of the Chichmarin Chicano Art Collection. Most recently, work was in town to add a mural to the Murals of Montecillo collection. His latest work can be seen off of Mesa and Montecillo on two towers made of shipping containers. My guest today is artist Work Alvarez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having me.
So how's it been being back home?
Awesome. You know, I love coming back to visit family and hang out with friends, but this was cool to come back and create a piece. I love making art over here.
But it wasn't just like a little piece. I mean, it's gigantic. It's big towers.
It's cool. Definitely the site was kind of intriguing, and, you know, I was really kind of excited to tackle that project.
How did that come about?
Exist 1981 invited me, and we had been talking for a while, you know. We had worked on other projects, and we had been talking, like I said, and he's like, hey, you should come over here, and I'm curating some murals for Montecillo. Are you interested in doing something? And, you know, I told him I definitely was interested. And so, you know, we had kind of gone back and forth and deciding which was the best site. Essentially, we ended up, you know, going with that one.
A lot of the artists that have done murals at Montecillo, especially on the shipping containers, don't ever account for the ridges on the containers. Had you ever painted on containers before, and did you find any?
Well, I've had experience painting on shipping containers and similar metal objects.
So no surprises? or what surprises did you find, I should ask?
It wasn't surprising, but it's definitely, you know, I hadn't painted a shipping container in a long time. And when I had painted them, I was doing, you know, more graffiti-based type stuff. And so now, you know, this being more of a painting, really, there was a little bit of a, you know, learning curve. So I think the first day I was kind of trying to work through, you know, my process. And my process has changed over time. So, you know, at first I used like kind of like a roller and brush technique and then, you know, add aerosol to it. And for this, you know, particular surface, it was just not right to really do the brush stuff and, you know, the roller. I did use a roller, but just for fun, just because I like to have fun.
Now, the design concept, how did you come up with that? It's birds. I can't remember what kind of birds, but I can see
it's a falcon, and it's falcons and owls. And so, you know, I went through several iterations of different concepts, and I kind of was, you know, going back and forth between two or three, and I showed him two Exist, and he was like, well, these two are pretty cool. Essentially, you know, it was kind of working with the site. You know, it's kind of like a vertical space and right, long and narrow. So I was kind of trying to create something that would work well with the space, and, you know, this is what I ended up going with, which is birds of prey that are, you know, the local flora and fauna of
this area.
Of the desert.
How long did it take you to paint the two towers?
I think about 5 or 6 days.
That's pretty fast.
I mean, it's not super fast, but to me, it took me an extra couple of days.
Really? Is it the ridges?
It was the ridges, like I said. And then the change of weather, it went from like cold to hot to cold. And that's always, you know, and also, you know, it was getting dark by 5:30. So, you know, I usually don't go out to the site till 10 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And so I had to then wake up real early a couple of days and just, you know,
just
take care of it. Yeah.
What's it like? Because you're on this crazy lift. And these containers are vertical. So what's it like painting, I mean, what it looks like from a little basket? I mean, do you ever look down when you're up there? Or
I do. I mean, this was not particularly that tall, but
really?
I've been in higher situations. And when you first take the lift as high as it could go, it is a little bit, you know, you get that feeling like, whoa, right? But then after that, you know, I definitely feel safe. And then I don't even think about it. I got to focus on what I'm doing. It does bounce. So
yeah.
Sometimes when you're working there all day, you kind of feel like you've been working on a boat.
Really?
You know, and so you're not dizzy, but you know that feeling like, you know, like you've been on a boat and your body has to adjust. And it's worse when you're on like the swing stage, the one that, you know, that where window cleaners used to,
right,
to clean the high rise. That one definitely moves the whole day from
gosh,
left
to
right.
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, so when you go to sleep, everything's still rocking. You know, you close your eyes and everything's still rocking and it's like... You wake up the next day and you're like, all right. And then the rest of the day, you just kind of feel like that. You know, you go to lunch and you're like, oh, my God, I'm still rocking.
Everything is still moving. Yeah. Now, how did you become to be collected by Chichimarin? That's quite the coup, especially as, you know, Chicano artist. That seems to be like the collection to be a part of.
Definitely. I think it's really cool. You know, Cheech is awesome. He's definitely the champion of Chicano art, you know, for getting the word out. And what happened was that I was exhibiting in a gallery in Los Angeles, Cruz Gallery, which is no longer there in downtown Los Angeles. But Cheech's art buyer was the one that I caught her attention. And then she was like, Cheech, you got to check this out. You know, it looks really cool. And Cheech, you know, saw it. And I was like, all right, I want it. You know, let me buy that. And then, you know, Cheech gave me a call. And he was like, hey, what's up, man?
What was that like? Were you like, am I being punked? Or?
No, well, first his art buyer called me. So, you know,
had a little intro.
I was like, all right, Cheech is going to call you. And I was like, oh, cool, you know. And yeah, he's awesome. You know, he shows my artwork to so many people. And, you know, he loves what I do. And he's just as funny in person as he is as an actor, you know.
What are your plans? I mean, I think, are you living in New York now?
Yeah, I live and work in Brooklyn.
What's next for you? I mean, I've seen a video that you did with Toyota. I've seen all sorts of different things. I mean, you're all over the place.
I guess what's next is maybe go to Miami, working on something for that. I have a couple of projects that I'm going to be working in the studio.
For Miami, is it for Art Basel? Or?
Yeah. There's nothing confirmed yet, but
hopefully.
We'll see.
Yeah. Any other kind of large public commissions? It seems like you're doing a lot of work for lots of municipalities.
Yeah, I'm doing a collaborative project with my partner, Jara Luz, in Washington, D.C. And then I'll be out here next year sometime in the spring and doing a project in Ciudad Juarez, kind of like a social project and mural project. And, you know, there's a lot of things on the table, but essentially it all comes down to contractual negotiations.
So you go and come back enough to notice the changes in the community. This last time that you came back, what's the biggest difference that you've seen in us?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of changes. You know, I was kind of surprised. Obviously, you know, I really like what's happening in Montecillo, you know, as an urban development and, you know, what I hear it's going to happen. And I saw the silos, you know, that are no longer there.
It's sad, right?
I don't know if it's sad. I'm not like the person, you know, type of person that gets attached, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, change is good, but the silos were fun.
So, yeah, you know, I was very surprised not to see him there and McKinley Wrecking, you know, which was one of my favorite places in
El Paso. They're still around. They just moved.
But do they still have their little Old West, you know,
you know,
town that they had going on?
I haven't been to the new location, so
yeah,
I don't
because
know.
That's what was really cool. It's like you pulled up and then, you know, they had like this set, like it was like the Old West. And that was awesome.
I'll have to do some homework. I'll get back to you on that one.
And so I was surprised to see, yeah, that they weren't there anymore. And, you know, downtown is beautiful, you know. I've always thought it was beautiful as a youngster, you know, that graffiti really added a lot to downtown.
Right.
but now I see how it's developing and it's really flourishing and it's really awesome to see.
And your project in Juarez, I know you said it's a kind of a social type thing. Does that mean you're going to have the community help you work as you go or flesh that out?
Yeah, so the project over there is something where I'm going to be working with local artists, and they're the ones that actually will be going into 10 different communities and working with young artists, I guess you could say, that to kind of see what are some of the things that they'd like to communicate in their public artwork. And so I'll be gathering all that information via these artists, and then we'll develop a design for a mural that will happen in Ciudad Juarez.
Have you found your wall yet?
No. This is still very preliminary, and, you know, they're going to take care of all of that.
So if people want to look at your art or at your murals, what's the best way to do that?
You know, go online on my Instagram at work, W3RC, or check out my website, WERC Worldwide, workworldwide.com.
And if people are interested in acquiring your art, is that through your website as well?
Yeah, you can send me a note, you know, send me an email via my website. There is some work there. A lot of it isn't available, but you can check out my Instagram to see my latest work and just, you know, stay tuned for any exhibitions or opportunities to acquire my art.
Have you sold work from Instagram?
Yeah, I have actually.
Yeah, I mean, I've bought work from Instagram. It's awesome. You know, you see the work in progress and it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I wondered, you know, if yeah, definitely. It happens to you.
It's true.
That's so cool. Well, it's such a cool visual medium. And do follow work on Instagram because that's really how you get to see what you're up to. Any last words for El Paso before you come back?
Just thank you. Thank you to Exist 1981 and Montecillo for having me, you know. It's really cool to see how it's thriving and flourishing and to see all these young artists, you know, coming up and doing their thing and just keep on going. We'll see you next time.
All right. Well, today my guest has been internationally known and border-born, Work Alvarez. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.